softly, breathing in, breathing out, fully acknowledging the beautiful place and space of your physical being, of your emotional being, and of the place that you are in spirit, right here, right now. The place in your heart where that flame is ignited and burns always. Today we add to that flame the intention of this family, this community. We add to that flame with our intention to give and to receive, to be of service in the world, to use our lights to shine brightly from inside of us, the light of the divine that we are. Let yourself feel that divinity within you. The divine masculine, divine feminine, the cosmic consciousness that lives inside of us. Fill you up, fill us up, fill the room, preparing us to receive the messages, the guidance, the information, and the more love that pours through the beings that surround us, the ones in the chair. The ones that give their lives to bring these messages, to bring the healing that comes with the words to all that come and sit in the chairs, that spend their day in the love, the community, and the light of the one I am.
And it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, see your light, see your love, see your divine presence. With that amazing story of the baby right here in this location, do we have to remind you again, dearest beings of light, that you are the creators of this universe? You are the next evolutionary step. So when you are thinking, oh, I've got this diagnosis of this illness or this disease, if you are owning that, take a deep breath, because that is what you are creating. You are the creative life force of this planet. Take a deep breath. With that creative life force comes a bit of responsibility, eh? You've got to think, well, if I'm creating this wonderful world for myself, what am I doing for my neighbor? You've seen it over and over again as our sweet divine Lee shares with you about the metronomes going back and forth and back and forth, and how you each align as machines, little devices that only know their own being, little mechanical things. And yet they feel the field. What field are you feeling? What field are you experiencing in your existence? You know, every day is a choice. When the vessel Maryland goes to an airport or a restaurant or anywhere, they used to always send an Assemblies of God minister to sit down right next to her and ask her, what is it that you do for your living? And she finally said, well, I teach people how to be happy. I help them find the happiness within themselves, which is the source of all energy. You see, That is your creation. Of course, the minister says, well, how do you do that? What's your first step? Huh? And she says, well, first you have to decide that when you get up in the morning, that you put your feet on the ground, or better yet, before you put your feet on the ground, that you lay in your bed and you say, thank you. Thank you. I woke up again. Celebrate that moment and say, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for all the good energy that we are creating. Thank you for all the focus that we are intending to have today. And then put your feet on the ground and see what happens. There's a song called Beautiful Day. The Joy had it on her telephone for the alarm that went off way too early this morning. And it was, what is the beautiful day? Lay today. Play that every day. Because you see, you are the creators. So if you're getting up and you're thinking, another day. Oh, I woke up. And you are thinking that I don't want to be on this planet. You're not in control of how you create that. So be aware that as long as your feet are on this planet, you get to create a wondrous life. And make that choice. Before you go to bed, say, I want to wake up 5 minutes before my alarm goes off. Or better yet, not even have to have an alarm. And if it does, have it play Beautiful Day. And tomorrow is going to be wondrous. It is going to be exciting. It is going to be full of joy with synchronistic moments of divinity. And I will encounter the most wonderful, amazing individuals. And they will open my heart and I will help activate and open theirs. Because that is my task today, to be a heart activator. You see, that is your field. So if you wake up feeling that your field is a bit out of balance, put your legs up in the air and try to get a new sense of balance. You see, there's only one individual that is in control of that. And that is you. You may think, oh, well, if I didn't have to do this or didn't have to do that or didn't have this or didn't have that family or didn't have the husband or didn't have the wife or the sweetheart, or why isn't my husband my sweetheart and blah, 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 if I didn't this, if I didn't that. Well, didn't, can't, they never did anything. But if you wake up and think, how can I be a vessel of light today? How can I expand my field in such a positivity way that all beings that are around me will feel it, just like that little metronome fellow did, you know? Get that rhythm going. Your field is that strong. When our sweet divine vessel was in Israel, she met a Bedouin king, we called him, and he asked her, how do you keep your energy from being dragged down by the energy of someone else? And she told him the same thing she just told you. Huh? It is a choice. You can raise anyone up to your energy. That is what we do. You can do. Is that all right? Take a deep breath. We are an activator. We activate whatever is in your highest joy to be activated. We work in your heart chakra. You can feel your heart chakra getting warm right now, huh? Good. That means we are doing our job. You see, each one of us has that job in the universe to be the divinity of light that we are. And anything that seems to separate us from that divinity of light gather together in a community like this. And when you do, you'll find you will entrain to that energy of strength, that energy of purity, that energy of joy, that energy of love, that energy of light, that energy of wisdom, that energy of clarity, that energy of understanding to activate that third eye, to live like the divine Lee, to always be in the right place at the right time on the right plane wherever he goes, in the right energy. That is who you are as well. Take a deep breath. We love you deeply. We are with you always. We trust who you are. We came all this way just to see you. And as soon as you trust who you are, you will know how to live. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Have you noticed the benevolence of channeling? Have you noticed the messages are always uplifting to human beings? Dear ones, this is not an accident. Because what you're sensing is that from the creative source. Incredible love for you. And so the messages are plenty. And they talk about a new time. A new time where humanity is beginning to sense itself in such a different way. You've noticed sometimes the channelers are talking about those who will discover what they haven't discovered before. And you would say, how is it that you could live an entire life and not see certain things about yourself? And is it really true that you could do it today and not before? And that is the theme. That is the theme. The theme is old versus new energy on the planet and the gifts and the tools that humans have with themselves, sensing themselves, being able to help themselves in ways today they could not do yesterday. And so the premise is this, that old souls on this planet, such as you right now, will have that which is on the planet behind you, supporting you, that you never had before. I want to give you a message about the Akash. Now, the Akash has been called that which is the record of who you have been on the planet, all you have done. The emotions that you have had, the genders that you have had, that which you've learned, that which you've experienced. That is the Akash. You could imagine with such a variety of things to sense and feel from the past, what is it that you're going to sense and feel the most? And although I've talked about this before, we're going to give you a little metaphor. It's about the farmer. This farmer is in the old energy. It is a metaphor about the Akash. The seeds that the farmer plants are that which is the memories and the experiences that are good, that are profound, because these are the ones he wishes to have grow. He's not interested in the other ones. They lurk there. They're there too, but he knows he just wants the good stuff. He waters them accordingly. But in the old energy, the planet's Earth itself is not cooperative necessarily with his consciousness. For in the old energy, the light and dark ratio is not good. More darkness than light. Hard to grow plants, especially positive ones. And then it happens. Out come the bugs. And no matter what he does, it seems like that which is the negative side comes out. The bugs are there, eating that which is profoundly good. Year after year, this is his task. Until one day someone says, "And what do you do for a living?" And he says, "Bug control." It's the dawn of a new day. The energy is far, far different. And out comes the farmer. He inserts the seeds. And the first thing he notices is they sprout up like never before. He's not seeming to do anything different. It seems like the soil itself has changed. And they're beautiful. They grow far faster. He's ready for the bugs because that's all he's done all his life. And with a more robust plant, there'll probably be more bugs. They eat it. And he waits and he waits. And he realizes they're not coming. Something has changed. The very earth itself is the insecticide. The energy of the dirt itself will not permit those bugs to be there. And soon he sees a crop of the good things that he has planted coming to fruition. This is the story today of your Akash. It is being taught. It is being sensed. I'm not the only one to tell you this. Dear ones, I will tell you this. That when it comes to your Akashic record in the old energy, you were doing bug control. For the good things never surfaced. And the things that affected you were always the negative parts, the parts that you had to stop and forgive and rewrite and reframe. We've given you many channels about the fact that you don't need these anymore. They serve no purpose. And in the new energy, they don't belong in you anymore. What is it that you've been doing lately that would allow them to remain? Have you assigned a self-worth issue to yourself, which is low? And if you have, here they come. Here come the bugs. But dear ones, I want to tell you, they don't have to be here ever again. For what has happened is this, a shift in the energy that has taken place before and after 2012 with you personally has given you a new soil that not is only resistant to the negative things, doesn't want them to raise their heads in your life. Whatever you've sensed in the past, including this lifetime, does not have to be yours. It's not yours to own anymore. The things that are going to pop up, if you allow them to, are only positive. Your Akashic record is going to start feeding you, finally, the things you deserve. The good experiences you've had, how it feels to be joyful. Are you listening? I know who's here. How to rekindle the inner child. How to smile when you get up out of that sleep in the morning instead of dreading the day. That's been mentioned. It is built in to the old soul and the new energy. If you'll allow it, it is built in that these things in your Akashic record will begin to serve you. I gave a channel years ago, so old it was published on cassettes. And the title was Past Lives, Present Fears. And now I'm going to rewrite it, because that was then, and this is now. Past Life, Future Promise is where it's going now. Get ready to pull upon your Akash only the things that help you reframe your life. What's in there is profound. Everything that you have learned to make things work for you and happen for you. The good things. Not just the training, not just who you were, not just the health you had. But dear ones, what it felt like to celebrate, to be happy with your life. The joy. It was all there. There are those who said, well, now I had some really tough times in my past life. I'm not even sure there were good lives there. You've just instructed your Akash to give you bugs. Do you see how this is working? You're in charge. And if you really doubt it, why don't you say this? In my Akash, I give you instructions only to give me experiences until I was six. Because those were the great times. That's when the child was out. That's when you were laughing. That's when you enjoyed life. Forget everything from six on, in every lifetime, if you wish. And dance around, if you wish, then. Because that's what you're going to get. The joy of a child without the burdens of the adult. It's time you recaptured that. Oh, it's infectious. Laughter, joy, fun, and the lack of worry is what you deserve. Many of you will start realizing, well, it doesn't have to be just six and before, because now you're in control of the bugs. And those things that troubled you before, that were difficult before, that gave you that, now you call lack of self-worth, is going to vanish. You're going to start receiving information from your own soul, from your own DNA. That's where the Akash is. That starts to then amplify your magnificence, make you proud that you are an old soul, that you can stand up and say, this is what we waited for. This is the light. Let's go for it. It's a metaphor about the gardener, about the farmer, but it's no metaphor about the energy, because that's what's happening now. As you leave this place, and someone says, well, what did Kryon talk about? Don't say bugs. I want you to say choice. The choice to stay healthy, the choice to be joyful, the choice not to worry, the choice to get out of fear. The choice that says, don't let the little things bother you. You're going to live a long time, dear ones, if you can get this. And I'll say it again. The wind is at your back, even though you may be going through some reframing times. Eventually, the balance will be in the light. I know who's here. I know who's listening. Some of you have already felt it. You translate that to my partner. When you can, you say, I was worried then, I'm not now. This is what has happened. You were right. You were right. And all it took was for you to believe it, to understand it, to feel it, to sense it. And that is what the channeler gives you today. We sit side by side. She is about to teach it tomorrow. It's germane. It is important. It's for now. Congratulations for a time you never thought would come. You might write that down, because if it's not you today, it will be later. And you will see what choice is about. I am Kryon in love with humanity. And so it is.